Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-karim. Allah Tabarak Tala spoke of, speaks of the nur that Allah Tabarak Tala is, and the nur that He lets out. And the quality of this nur is that it's not every single person who will enjoy this light. As a candle in a crevice is His focus light. So the nur of Allah Tabarak Tala, the Zaat of Almighty Allah, is an independent Zaat. Everything that comes from Allah Tabarak Tala is also independent. So this nur is so independent that it searches for who it wants to go to. So there could be an entire gathering, and if Allah Tabarak Tala wants to select one person, for which reason we would have thought, example, that the deen of haqq must be more, and majority in the world must be good people. Allah Tabarak Tala in Quran said, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. That majority He has left. He has not given. It is a minority. And we all know that we are not fit of anything. But how much of shukr must be made? That when Allah Tabarak Tala's nazar came of intikhab and selection, then for some reason Allah Tabarak Tala's nazar fell on me and you. And we make dua that that nazar of Allah's karam and shafqatam and shafqatam and shafqat remains till the ending. Because what and what we have done, we never do anything to appreciate it, but we got it. And thereafter we remained as though there was no shukr of it. And the demand of nashukri is that normally a gift is taken away. But Allah Tabarak Tala karam, He never took it away. And we hope on that karam that till the day we die, it's not taken away. On Yawmul Hashar, it's not taken away. But what a nazar that is of nur. That nur is an independent nur. It is goes focused to who it wants to, and it can miss who it wants to. So in this verse, Allah Tabarak Tala now explains one point, that where this nur is. And thereafter, after we know where the nur is, the issue comes how to get that nur then. Regarding where the nur is, Allah Tabarak Tala says, fi buyutin azin Allah. It is in those houses which Allah Tabarak Tala has given permission that they be lifted from the rest of the world, and in which Allah Tabarak Tala's most mubarak and blessed name is taken. The first house that we know that was given this honor is what is called awwal bayti wudi'a linnas. The first place where man will find the nur of Almighty Allah in a created being. One is the uncreated, this is this Quran. The Quran is the only thing in the world which is the uncreated, created speech of Almighty Allah. This Quran, letter by letter, dot by dot, page by page, line by line, is nur and nur and nur. This is nur in and out, but it is not a created vessel. This is an uncreated word. So this is nur and nur. Whoever holds this Quran, looks at this Quran, reads this Quran, touches this Quran, he must know that at the moment he is in front of nur. As he is reading, it is nothing but nur. For which reason it comes that there are certain angels that they ask permission to put their mouth on the mouth of one reading Quran. Just so that as that nur comes out, then it can go directly into that angel. The ability to read Quran, listen to Quran, Quran is nur ala nur. Thereafter they are created matter which Allah Tabarak Tala has placed His nur in. So the first is to know where that nur is. The first is أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ. The first house that was made for the benefit of mankind. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ. For the survival of mankind, Allah Tabarak Tala created what is called Kaaba. There was a time when the world was nothing but water. Allah Tabarak Tala chose a spot. That spot rose above everything else. The reason of it being called Kaaba is like how Kaaba in Arabic language means your ankle. Ki'ab. When you put your hand on your foot, you will see then it sticks out. It was that spot that when the nazar of Almighty Allah, the gaze, fell on that spot, then that spot rose above the rest. Everything else was water. Ari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahimullah says, as it rose, then it became like ice. That part was ice, everything else was still water. And now one spot was selected. Long before man was even sent into this world, that spot now became the magnet of the special nur of Almighty Allah. And it fell, and it fell, and it fell. And it continues falling. And it has created an environment of such anwar, that if a person walks into that land, then he is walked into a land which has gathered the nur which Almighty Allah has been sending from the beginning of the creation. And it's just holding. That is one. That is why many a person who says that a lot of people go for Hajj and Umrah and they're just wasting their money. That sentence is very, very bad. That sentence could be a word of kufr also. Because it is an encouragement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make hajj and umrah again and again. He says, you worry it is expensive. He says, Almighty Allah will ensure poverty will not come to the one who makes hajj and umrah over and over. Yes, but there is one thing that the man who goes to this land, most likely it was Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anh, when someone told him, I'm going to the Mubarak land, maybe of Al-Aqsa. So he said, but remember something, that a Mubarak land doesn't make you Mubarak. That just by being in the land, don't just think that now I'm going to get knocked. As we mentioned, this light of Almighty Allah is not like the sun and the moon. When rain comes, if you're in the spot, you have to get wet. But the nur of Almighty Allah, even if you're in the spot, you can miss it totally. It searches for the individual. So he said, a Mubarak land doesn't make you Mubarak. You will have to go with that desire, that I have to be knocked with the nur of Almighty Allah. So the first markaz of this nur is the Baytullah, the house of Allah. And may Allah tabarak ta'ala grant me and all of us again and again the chance just to walk in that land. That man who touches the Kaaba, the man who looks at the Kaaba, the man who goes around the Kaaba, running between Safa and Marwa. Everything there is nur and nur. The Zamzam that is drunk, that land is getting so much of anwar that Zamzam collects that nur. When a person drinks Zamzam, he must understand nur is also going through his body. Ulama have written, every other water you will sit and drink. Zamzam is that water you can stand and drink. Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah wrote one reason. By standing, the water is easier able to go to all parts of the body. Normally, because you stand, it's too heavy for the body. So by sitting, it goes slower. Zamzam doesn't have that. It's light on the body. He says, but the reason of standing is to let that water go one shot to every single limb. So that the anwar that Zamzam got goes into limb after limb. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, most likely Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. He says, once I asked my khala, my aunt, permission to stay the night. So he says, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up for tahajjud salah, then the dua he made, and it's a dua we must all make. He says, after the salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua. He said, O Allah, place in front of me nur, and behind me nur, on my right nur, on my left nur. Then he said, O Allah, place in my bones nur, in my blood nur, in my meat nur. O Allah, place in my heart nur, in my eyes nur, in my hair nur. Then he said, O Allah, a'zim li nura, give me a lot of nur. Then he said, a'tini nura, give me nur. Then he said, zidni nura, zidni nura, zidni nura, nur, nur, nur. Waj'alli nur, give me nur, give me nur. This is a dua we must make. When that light of Allah tabarak ta'ala comes in an individual, may Allah make it comes in all of us. That man becomes light. He becomes a guide for others, he becomes guided. Everything works out. So one is the land of the Baytullah. That land is nur. So much of nur falling, that tajalli of nur, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahimullah wrote, that amount of nur was going to fall into the Kaaba. But because the Kaaba is also a building, so a building of this world made with the rocks and stone of this world, to be able to hold that nur, that whole Kaaba would have burnt. So it says, Almighty Allah in His infinite mercy sends a stone from Jannah. This is the stone that what we understand as Al-Hajarul Aswad, the black stone. He says that stone was there to hold that nur which is coming. And thereafter to make it compatible or easy for man to digest. And then he says, for that reason it is mentioned in the ahadith, that if a man gets the chance to put his hand on the Hajar Aswad, then understand he has held the hand of Almighty Allah. Because the first magnet of the nur of Almighty Allah which hits with such torrents is that Hajar Aswad. And thereafter he wrote, but every person doesn't get the chance to put his hand there. So Allah tabarak ta'ala made it as it hit the Hajar Aswad. Then if a man puts his hand towards the Hajar Aswad, like for majority of us to touch the Hajar Aswad is impossible. But when you're making that round, then a man comes and he puts his hand. So he writes, as a man when he points his gadget towards something
and the connection takes place. You see the garage opening also. There is that current. It says a person who puts his two hands up in front of the Hajar al-Aswad before making his tawaf, then as that nur hits, then it also searches for that hand. It says as that hand goes, you must know nur is going through your body. And now you start making tawaf. As you are making tawaf, as that nur is hitting on the Kaaba, from four sides it is blasting out. That man is being poured and poured with nur. For that reason it comes when a man comes back from that land. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you go and ask him, first make musafaha with him. He might not be the best man in the world, but because he has come from a land of nur, when he'll make musafaha with you, there will be a transfer of nur. When he will make salam with you, there will be a transfer of nur. When he will look at you, there will be a transfer of nur. So much of nur. So that is one area of nur. The second place of the markaz of nur, the second house that Allah Tabarakala lifted above every other house, the second house that the love of which was placed in every believer, is what we call the Rawdha-i Mubarak, the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is that house which houses a being whose heart was made like how the Hajar-i Aswad was made. The Hajar-i Aswad was a stone of Jannah to hold that nur. Had it not been from Jannah, it would have given up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was given that strength that it would hold that nur which is coming in such torrents and torrents and torrents. But it was going to hold it and it was going to give it out. During the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever came in front of that heart, but the main thing was they came looking for that nur. Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab also sat in front, but it missed them. The eye also fell, the word also fell, the hand also touched. But this nur is an independent nur. And a person who had done nothing, but he came looking for that nur. He could have been a slave from the slaves, but it was one sitting in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One nazar of that nur, and suddenly he became a sahabi. One dua with that nur, and suddenly what happened to him? The question was asked that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where they got their knowledge from? Because everything they did not learn directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were certain things they were going to be asked later on in life. They would never say, I learnt it from the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was one example. His student says, I saw in his majlis whoever came regarding whatever topic, when they asked him, he would start giving answers as though there was a library in front. Answer and answer, answer and answer. So he says, one day I took the courage and I asked, where did you learn all of this? He says, I was a young boy and I brought something to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He smiled at me, he hugged me. He said, then he made a dua, may Allah give you the understanding of Quran. It was one knock with the tongue of words of nur. One eye of nur, and suddenly a boy becomes a bahrul ulum, the ocean of knowledge. It was that nur that transferred people into who they became. People who would kill their daughters became the saviors of mankind. But thereafter that worry was that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to pass away, then that enjoyment of taking from his heart was going to be lost to the whole world. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, no, it's not like that. He said, Manzarani ba'da mamati, that that man who visits me after my death, let him understand it's as though he visited me during my life also. That that man suddenly came in front of the Rawdha. He also came looking for that knock of nur. So he came in front. He only made one salam. He had nothing to present really. Salam, we are presenting from here, presenting from here, presenting from here. But there was some reason why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must come. So when he came in Nurul Ida, it is mentioned that when a man makes salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he must have yaqeen that the gaze of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hitting him. And that the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is answering him. So that nur is hitting. Now in that heart gets knocked with that heart. And nur comes from one. That is why when a person goes to Medina Munawwara, one thing that we do is that we seek put ourselves and we put our children. Women from the other side, they bring their daughters. And when that man stands there, one is that salam we're going to give, that's what we're going to give. But really it is, I came to take something. So when that man stands, when he just stands, that I am that empty vessel. And I also want the blast of Nur. So Medina Munawwara is the second place. Thereafter Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made the third place, which is known as Masjid Al-Aqsa. And may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala grant all of us the chance that to go there also. That is also a markaz of the Nur of Almighty Allah. And Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how Mubarak that man. He said, who ties his ihram in Al-Aqsa. And then he goes for his Hajj or for his Umrah. That man will go through three lands of Anwar. Each land got a different type of Nur. His land, ihram was in Aqsa. Then he will either go to Medina Munawwara and then Makkah Mukarrama. Or he will go Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. He says, when that man returns home, he returns like a child just born again. How much of Nur? Obviously, but to get that Nur and to travel so far was going to be hard. So Almighty Allah then opened it further by saying, Fi buyutin azin Allah. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote that the Mufassirin wrote, buyut means the masajid of Allah. Not only these selected masajid, all the masajid. So suddenly so many masjids opened up. That man would now come in the masjid. As soon as he would say Allahu Akbar, his heart would connect with the Kaaba. That is why he's facing the Kaaba. And he could be thousands of miles away, but this Noor way is an independent Noor. That it searches for its person to go to. But it's a strong Noor that it could travel thousands of miles and hit a man that side and leave the man that side also. We understand current of radios. When that current goes, and if a man is very far away but is on the right channel, suddenly he hears clearly every word. Another man lives right next door to the radio channel, but he's not on that currency, he gets not one word of it also. This is that Noor. A man thousands of kilometers away said, Allahu Akbar, his heart connected with the Kaaba. Day and day he starts enjoying of that Noor. A man sitting in a majlis of salawat ala nabi durood sharif. Someone is reading, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that angel brings that durood. I am told who has sent it. And then I reply to that person also. That current of Noor is also moving. And imagine that person who's in Salah. So his heart is connected with the Kaaba. So that Noor is coming. And at the end of the Salah, he's still in Salah. So one Noor is already coming. And then at the end of the Salah, after his At-Tahiyyatu Lillah wa Salawatu, then he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So suddenly that Noor is connected also. At the end of the Salah, like two different directions of what powerful Noor. And one individual is being knocked with it. The only thing is the man must be waiting for it, desirous of it. Because this Noor is a very, very independent Noor. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all the masajid. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote, but Mufassirin wrote that had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he would have mentioned fi masajid. He never. He mentioned fi buyut. That he made it even more general. That even those rooms and those houses which have been lifted over what is called the rest of the world. So he explains those places where the name of Almighty Allah is taken. It could be madaris, which has been established solely for Allah. That here dunya doesn't take place. That is an area where a divine waterfall of Noor starts falling. That boy, that madrasa you send your young child to, perhaps you only send him to learn the basics of his deen, but he walked into an environment of Anwar, of Noor. The makatib, where only Quran is going to be taught. The madaris, where Quran and Sunnah is going to be taught. Where every day, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being said so loudly by so many thousands of people. How much of Noor? So that boy who walked in that environment, he's in the environment of Noor. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes, the hankas, where people have gathered only for this, that Allah's name, no dunya. The whole dunya was left out. Dunya was left out, and now the name of Allah. That is an area of Noor. Murana Muhammad Ilyas Rahimullah, when he established the work of Tabligh, what was the reason where he told people, you will have to leave your house and come to the masjid? The reason in that house and that business environment, where there is dunya, that Noor will not fall. You will have to go out in search for it. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us that He has made us so fortunate that at least those who brought for i'tikaf, Mufassirin have written, one of the groups that have the greatest chance of getting the snoor is the people sitting for i'tikaf. Because they are day in, day out stuck in the masjid. They're not going anywhere. So as that torrent is now falling, there was only one thing left. That man puts himself front and he begs Almighty Allah that it must not be that I am under the rain and I remain dry after that. But it be. Buyutin, in how many houses? And then Mufassirin have written, and Allah Tabarakala then takes this noor and He puts it in people also. And those people, when you find them, then in their gathering, the noor hits you through them also. So he says, Allah Tabarakala has certain zuroof. Comes in the hadith of Tabrani that there are certain zuroof, containers of the noor of Almighty Allah. It is those selected servants of Almighty Allah who are humble. They become that container where so much of noor falls. And then that noor, they give it out to those that are around also. So to find this noor, fi buyutin azin Allah, Allah Tabarakala said, we have put it out in many places. But you will have to go look for it. Where? Wherever you find it has been lifted from the things of this world. That this is called a dini majlis, a dini gathering. You are going out in the path of Allah. Now noor will come. Environments of noor have made people. In those areas, Allah Tabarakala gives a sign that when you're looking for that day, that obviously you don't know where it is. But it will be a place in which you will find يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَال. It is a place in which you will find men of Allah. The place where you find the man of Allah, you must understand that is a house which is pulling the noor of Almighty Allah. The Baytullah, the Kaaba got rijal. Thousands of thousands around the Kaaba. You might not even recognize them, but you recognize them, but you recognize them, but you'll meet a man whole day and night, he's just reading Quran. He is a rijal. The madaris have rijal. The darul ulums have rijal. The khankas have rijal. Wherever you will find this rijal, you must know this is a bait in which a special waterfall of Almighty Allah's noor is falling. Allah Tawarukala describes these men, that they are men who got nothing really to do with business. Their entire fikr is iqam is salah, ita is zakah, to perform, establish salah, to give zakah. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They are men who are filled with the fear of Almighty Allah. They got no pride about them also, that I am someone great. They are also filled with fear. But when you find this ridal, a man when you look at, you think of Allah, and where he is, that place is a bait. And that bait is where Allah Tabarakallah's waterfall of noor comes. And that man who goes into that place and is making dua, oh Allah, give me that noor, give me that noor, give me that noor. Allah Tabarakallah says, why we made this? Why we established this light like a light in a crevice that will select people for this? And it will miss many people. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِ. Allah Tabarakallah said, I am giving out this light so that Allah can reward those people who have done good. And He can give them even more and more. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And when you think, but where me? What a unique noor. And so faulty I am. Where can I put myself for it? So Allah Tabarakala says, and Allah gives rozi to who He wishes without counting also. And the angel might say, I don't think that person. Almighty Allah will say him also. Comes in the ahadith that a gathering is set for the zikr of Almighty Allah. So the angels are talking, one after the other, different groups. Almighty Allah is boasting about them. Then the angels mention, but in that gathering, one person came. He had no maqsad, no need with the gathering. He came for some other purpose. So Allah Tabarakala says, he also will be forgiven. So the angel will say, but he never came for that. So the word of the hadith is, humul qawm. This is such a unique gathering. لا يشقى بهم جليسهم. That the one who just sat in it, he can also not go out empty-handed. He will also not go badbakht, unfortunate. This is the environment of noor. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Without counting, Allah will give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all from this. And if a person doesn't get this noor, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will see so many people around you with flashy cars and smart houses, but they have not given this noor. In them there are two groups. One is that group who do a lot of good work. You will see Christians and Jews. How much of health they are doing, welfare they are doing, but they have been deprived of the noor of Islam. That beginning noor, which is the key to Jannah if we don't have it. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ. The first group which regards as disbelievers, but they do a lot good. But because they're missing that one noor, and how much shukr you must make now for that noor. Without that noor, whatever you do is zero, 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 zero. That noor of Iman just comes and suddenly a one comes. Whatever you do after that, just start gathering. Without that noor of Iman, we zero. Iman, we zero. Allah Tabarakullah says, as for the people of Kufr, even if they do good, their actions are nothing like a mirage. That you will see so much he has done. يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. That a thirsty person thinks, hey, that's water. That man is doing good, good, good. So he really thinks, when I die, I'll find something. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. But when he reaches that place and he puts his hand to grab it, he had spent thousands, millions. He had opened up hospitals. He had opened up bakeries. He is also supporting welfare. And all that is in front of him is a dream. But when he comes to it like a mirage and he puts his hand, suddenly the hand goes through it. لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. He finds it empty. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ. And he finds death. فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا. And now his actions are given to him and he finds empty. وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And then the second group of kufr is those people who are not even doing good. Allah Tabarakullah says, what to speak of them? They in darkness upon darkness upon darkness. أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتِ. Like the darknesses, which darknesses, which darknesses, which you will find in the ocean. فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ. In an ocean where one wave upon another wave. يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ. There's a wave, there's another wave. Then there is the cloud. A person, as he goes deep into water, there is absolutely no light. There was one diver who accepted Islam on this verse. That when he went into the water, then after a while the light is gone. That sunlight which was so bright doesn't come through. So as he went down, and he put his hand in front, then he couldn't see the hand. Allah Ta'ala says, so dark, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. That if he takes out his hand, he will not see it. When that diver reached there and he put his hand, and then when he heard this verse, he says, besides the creator of the heavens and earth, if a man, meaning Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, had not gone there, and no one could have gone where we went today, how did he know that if you put your hand, you will not see it? He said, this is the word of the creator of the heavens and the earth. But that darkness, so dark, so dark, so dark, when there is no noor, Allah Ta'ala says, you see him smiling, you see a flashy car, you see a smart house, and sometimes you are envious of it. But understand that man is in darkness upon darkness upon darkness. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورٍ. And for that person who Allah has written no noor, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Where will he ever find this noor? May Allah Ta'ala bless us all. This is the month of asking. This is the month of begging. This is a Friday, and just before Maghrib Salah, du'as have been promised. This is Ramadan. Before Iftar, du'as have been promised. One du'a we make, oh Allah, give us that. Give us Lord Noor. Zidni Noora. Zidni Noora. Noor, Noor, Noor. May Allah Ta'ala make us one.